This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the lower house. Briefing the media last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had said the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He said a debate on electoral reforms will be taken up on Tuesday in the Lok Sabha.
We all agree that there will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. And it was also agreed that on Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the members, especially the opposition party members, cooperate fully with the decision taken.
The Delhi airport has advised passengers to check the latest flight status with their airline before heading to the airport, noting that IndiGo flights may still face delays. In an advisory issued today, the Delhi airport said that its teams are working closely with all stakeholders to minimize delays and ensure a smooth travel experience. Meanwhile, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued show cause notices to IndiGo CEO Pieter Elbers and Accountable Manager Isidro Porqueiras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit norms. Earlier, the government directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. Madhya Pradesh has achieved a major success in its efforts to eliminate Naxalism. In the presence of Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, 10 Naxalites surrendered in Balaghat district under the Rehabilitation to Renewal program. They include the 77 lakh rupee bounty commander Surinder alias Kabir. This surrender highlights the effectiveness of the state government's Naxal rehabilitation policy. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that the state government's objective is to completely eradicate Naxalism and to make Madhya Pradesh free from Naxal violence. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today participated in the opening session of India-Japan Forum in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he discussed the evolving world order and the imperative of deeper India-Japan cooperation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation across 7 states and 2 union territories, including Shyok Tunnel. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said that Shyok Tunnel in Ladakh will be a game-changer, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during harsh winters. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal today said that artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, ML-based applications play a pivotal role in building intelligent, consumer-centric, and self-optimizing distribution networks. The minister said this while addressing First National Conference on the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies in the power distribution sector in New Delhi. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, West Madhya Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Orisha till tomorrow. The Met Department has predicted dense fog conditions to prevail over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days. In badminton, India's Sanskar Saraswat clinched the men's singles title of Guwahati Masters in Assam today. Sanskar defeated compatriot Mithun Manjunath 21-11, 17-21, 21-13 in the final today. In hockey, India will face defending champion Germany in the semi-finals of the Men's Junior World Cup in Chennai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.